Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Svetlana Lakova, the Russian historian, who is caught up in the investigation by John Durham because she was caught up in the original Russiagate enterprise by what became the Clinton campaign in 2016. Though it also involved other elements, Svetlana has very carefully advanced her understanding of what happened to her being caught up and smeared, in what happened to other people, including the candidate himself, Donald Trump, and his whole organization. What we have here is the government's case, John Durham's case, turns on a joint venture that was organized in August of 2016. At the same time, I mentioned, the FBI was organizing a counterintelligence investigation called Crossfire Hurricane against Donald Trump and members of his campaign and Svetlana Lakova, we can logically deduce, because it was all about smearing people such as Michael Flynn before the election. However, Svetlana, we do not yet have a witness list for this trial that begins in May of Michael Sussman. However, it's becoming extremely difficult to hold back and say, gosh, this has got to be more than just Sussman lying to James Baker. At this point, can we expect this witness list will include Hillary Clinton, members of her campaign, Robbie Mook, who was the campaign manager, others who were going to be asked, did they know about the joint venture? Did they know what was being constructed in the Clinton campaign's name? Did they know that this information was going to be taken not only to the FBI, but to major media sources, because that was the idea, to take the Steele dossier and this allegation of the links with Russia's Alpha Bank and links with Russia, the Kremlin directly. We're going to take this to the media, did take it to the media, did attempt to put it in the media before the election. All of that, can we believe there we're going to have a witness list that includes candidate Clinton?
So on the question of the media, well, that's where Fusion GPS comes from, or comes into, sorry, which is that there's a clear arrangement, which is what, you know, the text message, the 2 o'clock in the morning text message describes, is that Fusion GPS, the aim of that was to leak to the media this alleged, you know, sort of secret information that people stumbled upon, which in fact, you know, they actually, you know, were involved in creating. And the whole purpose was, before the election, to have this information to be spread in the media, which is where we come back constantly to the Hillary Clinton plan, which she approved on July 26, as revealed by former DNI John Radcliffe, that Hillary Clinton wanted to start the FBI investigation and put that information to the media to distract from her own problems, because she previously was investigating for the FBI for this use of the email server. And that was tanking her ratings in the run up to the election. So it wasn't the serious, you know, from the perspective of the Clinton people, they didn't actually believe it, but they wanted the investigation to happen in order for that to be leaked to the media. So it wasn't about the truth. It wasn't about national security. It wasn't about their concerns. It was about putting that information out into the media before the U.S. election. Hence, the involvement of this former journalist Fusion GPS, and that's why it's so important that they're involved in the organization of in organizing everything 1 month before Hillary people go to the FBI pretending that there's this good guys trying to help the FBI. That's the first point. The second point with regards to, is this everything? Well, clearly it's not everything, because there is specifically the charge to the lying of the FBI. But at this point, what's been happening is Sussman sort of, in a sense, cooked his own goose, which is that he's saying that, previously he was denying that he lied to the FBI at all. Then they found a text message, the government found a text message that confirmed precisely what the government alleged he said, which is that I'm coming to the FBI just to help the bureau, because, he was this former DOJ guy, he's this former prosecutor with security clearance. He's just concerned about national security. That's why he's going to the FBI. That's what he did indeed say to general counsel, to the former general counsel of the FBI in a text message. They found the text message that was the event of, last week, which is the events are moving so fast that was another huge, huge thing that happened. So that defense goes away that Sussman did lie. So now Sussman's lawyers are saying, well, it's about how material that is. So the trial is now hinges on materiality. And for the government to demonstrate the materiality, they need to explain, why is it that Sussman lied, right? So he didn't sort of wake up one day and decided to lie because, we don't know why. What the government is suggesting in his filings is actually he lied deliberately, potentially, that's the allegation, as part of the plan, as part of the joint venture, as part of, in layman's terms, conspiracy, so that Hillary Clinton could win the election, by distracting from her own problems and attracting attention, negative attention to Trump. That's what the document really says. So there is a specificity with regards to the hearing which we're about to witness, which is starting in May, where the government has to provide this information in order to demonstrate to the jury the materiality of the lie, which is the steps that the government, the FBI, the DOJ, etc., had to take as a result of coming across information that they were led to believe was to the benefit of the United States, but actually transpired that this was to the benefit of Hillary Clinton. That's for this specific trial. But at the same time, through the filings, we see other information. So, for example, that there's been immunity granted to one of the researchers, David Dagon, who is one of the, researchers who was involved in the creation of the Alpha Bank data. And there's other bits and pieces that indicate that there are other people who could either be indicted or could get immunity, which is above and beyond the specific Sussman situation relating to the FBI, meaning that it clearly we will find out more and more that this case is a lot bigger.
All right, a lot bigger in 2016. And yet, my reading of these new documents, and I submit these to you because I don't know the answer. My reading of these new documents is that it does not help us understand why Sussman, after the election, after the inauguration, contacted the CIA and then visited the CIA to convey the same information. Do you see in these documents any indication of why he did that or what part that played in the over? Was that the joint venture?
It's a good question. The original joint venture clearly was to prevent Hillary losing, right? That's the original joint venture. It's very interesting what happens after Hillary does lose, because the characters who continue to convey lies are all the same. So you have Michael Sussman, you have Fusion GPS, you have
Jaffe's information.
Right.
Yes, all of it.
Right.
It's the same package.
It's the joint venture
goes to the CIA. And you quite clearly developed the reason why they constructed the joint venture was to divert attention from Hillary's server. That increasingly was a problem for the trust, for the government, for the voters to trust her. So they came up with this idea that will make Trump look even worse than people are saying we look. But the election's over. So what? Why carry on?
Well, that's, I mean, you know, that is something that is clearly going to be developed, because the in one of the numerous filings, previous filings, there's an indication that the statute of limitation doesn't end with 2017, because usually it's 5 years. And one is because of the scale of the alleged crimes, which is defrauding the government. And secondly, because the crimes continued way after 2017, potential crimes, because, of course, the CIA, you know, were deceived. And then it continued. So, you know, it does appear that the target was the same. The target was Donald Trump, just as he was before the election. He was also after the election. He remained the target, him and his team. Now the question remains, who was the beneficiary?
Right, and we don't have that. I just want to make sure. I'm not asking you to, you know, read the minds of the prosecutors. Yeah. They have not revealed what they make of the CIA meeting. Is that correct?
Correct. So we know the target remains the same. Right. Which is now the sitting president.
Right, but the motive motive must have changed, because the motive was to get Hillary elected. That's not now possible.
So now the motive, you know, appears to be to remove Trump, but the question is to whose benefit?
Yes, and it was at this time that we get involved again in the FBI investigation, which was turned back on. In January, they turned it back on.
Right. So this is the thing. Well, so January, February. So this is where it gets very interesting, because the original FBI investigation, Crossfire Hurricane, was actually investigation. Although it was a flawed investigation, which we discussed, but the written down version of why they started in the first place is that they wanted to ensure that, you know, there is no intervention by, you know, foreign actors in the US election, and whether or not the Trump campaign was in cahoots with foreign actors in the run up to the election. Well, the election was over. They didn't find in the end, despite all the attempts by the Hillary people to make them find it, they actually didn't find anything. It should have been over. It should have been canceled. It should have been closed, right? And then the question then rises is, well, the election is over. Trump is now president. Now, why are we back? Because so when the same characters go to the CIA after the election, the CIA, we now know, and this is what we found out from the hearing, the status hearing that took place last week with special counsel, is that the CIA referred this information back to the FBI. So the FBI were, you know, supposed to have closed this investigation, and then it somehow becomes, you know, reopened or opened. And it's now no longer the investigation of whether or not the campaign is receiving orders from Kremlin. It's now a question of, is the sitting president, his national security advisor, receiving orders from Kremlin?
Svetlana Lukova, Russian historian, the spy who changed history and Spygate exposed, reading for me, very, very helpfully, the documents coming from John Durham, which are exciting because, as Svetlana has said in the past, this is a talking indictment. We learn what the thinking is at the special counsel by his revelations when he refutes the Sussman attorney's attempts to shut down the prosecution or undermine in some fashion the government case. There will be more, but the trial's coming up. Pop your popcorn. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.